Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We got Fowler Fair with J.R. Gamble of MLBBro.com coming up at the bottom of the hour. You want to keep it locked for that. But until then, plenty of good stuff. So keep it right here on Fox Sports Radio. Rob, we started off with the news of the day that the Phoenix Suns, Robert Sarver, the beleaguered owner who was guilty of racism and misogyny during his 18 years of running the team, now is going to sell both his NBA and WNBA teams. This is the players and more than the players, because the league commissioner Adam Silver just wanted a year-long suspension, or gave him a year-long suspension and a $10 million fine. But several players, started by LeBron James and Chris Paul, then Draymond Green, they spoke out. They said the league got it wrong. He should be out. The NBA Players Association spoke up. They said he should have a lifetime ban. PayPal, which was the sponsor of the Phoenix Suns, said they will not be sponsoring the team as if he returns as the owner after the suspension. And So there were a lot of people, Rob, that really forced the hand of Robert Sarver to sell the team. And it, in that regard, it's similar to Donald Sterling in that the players, you know, the noise they made back in 2014 about not playing in the playoffs, that really forced the league's hand to get Donald Sterling out of there. And now you see it happen a little bit prolonged, but happening nonetheless this year, Rob, with Robert Sarver.
No doubt. This is other people, Chris, advertisers, players, prominent players. I said from day one, I never thought he would be able to come back and people look at him the same, and he would sit on the courtside seats and fans and players. I just never thought once they right. read that. And that's why I applauded LeBron James, because I thought LeBron James was spot on, that the league got it wrong. Adam Silver got it wrong, did not read the room correctly. And whether or not he took it straight to the owners or whatever, he should have understood this, Chris. And this is what I mean by reading the room.
I think you read the owners right. correctly, not the players.
But you know, yeah. Right, that the players weren't going to accept right. it. And he needed to go to LeBron and Chris Paul and some of these other guys to get a feel for, like, well, how are you feeling about this? Are we going to have
a
problem?
That's a good point, Rob, because
seriously,
he's close with LeBron. LeBron's right. got his ear. And I think Chris Paul may as well. I know LeBron does. I would be surprised, Rob, if he didn't like, well, what do you guys think about this Sarver situation? And I don't know, Rob, maybe, because remember, LeBron said he read the report several times. And then he was like, the league got it wrong. I don't know, maybe if he talked to Adam Silver, he didn't, you know, at that point he hadn't seen the report. I don't know. Or maybe he just didn't talk to LeBron. But bottom line is, he definitely got it wrong with the players.
Yeah, I just think that, yeah, the chances of the players accepting him back, Chris, were almost none. I just didn't think there was going to be a place.
I thought, Rob, after this initial story came out, a year and a half, 2 years ago, whenever it was, about Sarver from ESPN reported it. I actually thought at that time some of the Suns players might, you know, make noise or say we're not going to play or something like that.
I think they
obviously
let the investigation
they ended up
play
going
out
to the,
right.
to the finals that year, and they had a really good year last year as well, but didn't get to the finals. But yeah, it's, you know, look, the bottom line is, justice is being served. He doesn't need to have an NBA team. There are a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot, but, you know, there are people that could afford to own an NBA team. But owning an NBA or NFL or Major League Baseball team is a privilege. Not just because you have enough money doesn't mean you should own a team. And because of the way he treated, you know, minorities and women, during his 18-year tenure, he really should not be owning an NBA team. And so that is what this has come down to. And, Rob, just talking to some people around the league, one thing that some executives felt with the owners and why they didn't initially push for Sarver to lose the team or sell the team was because there wasn't a smoking gun. There wasn't an audio tape like you had on Donald Sterling, certainly wasn't any type of video, and that some of the owners, they don't want, you know, your team being able to be taken away from you if there's no definitive thing
that. I get that. I 100% I understand that, but
yeah, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that was a feeling among some executives as to why they think the owners let it go. And look, Rob, they let Mark Cuban go.
Yeah.
Now, there was no racism, but it was the misogyny was
right. I don't know how there. Mark Cuban got away with it, and probably
people liking,
because yeah, but it wasn't
liking.
Race. It wasn't race.
It wasn't race. It wasn't based either.
Right, race based, Chris. And you got a league that's 75% black. I think if there was race stuff in there, it would have been different from Mark Cuban.
He wouldn't have survived that. Right.
He wouldn't have survived it. And I think that's the only thing where Adam Silver has to find out where the players' heads are on this, and he had a lot of time to do it, Chris, between the original, you know, report by ESPN and the year it took for them to do the investigation.
Absolutely.
It was a lot of time to really get a sense.
You interviewed 320 people, and I'm sure they interviewed the Suns players and management. I would love to know what they said. We may never know what they said.
Right.
But, you know, I'd love to see what some of them said. But you were very hot on this. It is a Wednesday, a Worship Wednesday. And the news came out yesterday that Tom Brady will not practice with the Buccaneers on Wednesdays. And your panties are in a bunch because
they
of this.
Are. Both pair are in a bunch. That's how bad it is. Sometimes I have to wear two pair, you know.
Here we go. Here we go.
Chris loves to hear that. And I got panties on. No, Chris, here's my issue. This is another reason why you need to retire. Once you start doing stuff that you've never done, and I get it, 45, year number 23, you're trying to salvage him, save him. That's your body's telling you you should retire. You can't be fully a part of the team. I just think that it's not, and I get it. He's won a lot. People are going to make it. Well, we get it.
Won 45, a lot. That's
you know, and all that. No, I get that. But I don't think that you should have separate rules. Once you can't do what your teammates are doing and you need special treatment, that's why people retire, Chris. There were people I'm sure they could have said, hey, just come and show up on Sunday and play, and you don't have to do anything else the rest of the week. No, but why not? You know why? Because that's not how it should be done. And most players won't say anything.
You can't do it that way.
Most players won't say anything, but I'm sure they resent a little bit that there's separate rules and different rules for Tom Brady. Why is he so special? Why can't I take you know what? I'm a lineman. I would be great to have an extra day off from my body. That would save my career.
Let me say
that.
That'll
let me play 40 years. I'll play until I was 45.
All right, Rob, you're wrong. And let me say this before you keep digging the hole. Chris, there are other Buccaneers players that get a day of the week off. Chris Godwin does not practice on Thursdays. Mike Evans and Levante David do not practice on Fridays. So Brady is not the only player getting a day off. It's they call it a maintenance day.
Okay,
and
here we go.
I have no problem whatsoever.
Did those guys
with
have 11 days off during training camp too?
Well, no, I agree with you that was wrong. But they've moved past that. I mean, you saw Mike Evans step in and defend Tom Brady. I don't even think Brady needed defense because I don't think Marshawn Lattimore was going to hit him. But he stepped in there, and then when they asked him, why'd you push Lattimore? That's Tom Brady. I had to defend him. So it doesn't seem like the players have lost any love for Tom Brady because of those 11 days. And, again, him having Wednesdays off is no different from Godwin having Thursdays off. He's going to be – it's not like he's not going to be working. Like, it'll be mental days. You're just not out on the field practicing. At 45 years old, and again, these guys are younger and getting the day off. But at 45 years old, that just makes sense.
Are they getting off because they have injuries or things that they're trying to get
Mike
righted?
Evans isn't injured.
Okay. I'm talking about righted. Or is this Tom Brady because he's 45 is what I'm saying. On top of what they did for him with the training camp, did Chris Godwin get off for the training camp too?
The training camp is old news, Rob. They played two games since then, and there's no negative impact from the players on that. And I was with you that I don't agree with him doing that. But this, having a day off per week when other teammates do the same thing? Mike Evans isn't hurt?
Your field leader? Your quarterback who runs the team? Everybody else is practicing.
You really think this is a problem, that he's not there?
I want to know why Tom Brady...
He may be there, just not physically practicing.
I think this is a more reason where Tom Brady should think about retiring.
Why? He can play in the games. And he can practice other days of the week.
You're the leader of the team. You're the quarterback.
And you think that's being compromised?
Well, I just think that they have compromised the team because they're allowing Tom Brady. He's the leader. Who's taking the snaps with the first team? That's not who you're going to be playing with.
It's one day a week. He's doing it on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
They already have a day off on Monday, don't they?
Yes, so I said he's doing it Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh, I just think that it's enough.
David and Evans have a day off on Monday too.
It's funny because I don't remember Tom Brady ever getting a day off during the week.
Well, you don't remember Tom Brady ever being 45.
I don't remember him. That's my point. That's why I'm saying he needs to retire because if he wouldn't do this with Bill Belichick. Would you tell me Bill Belichick would do this?
Well, he doesn't need Bill
Belichick.
I'm
asking you.
He's got.
I'm just asking you.
He's shown he can win without Belichick.
Would this be done with Bill Belichick, yes or no?
Probably not. Probably not. But that's fine. So what? There's more ways to coach than the way Belichick does it. That's what Matt Patricia and Joe Judge and Charlie Weiss and Romeo Crennel, they all tried to do it the Belichickian way. How'd that work out?
No,
I'm just saying that if Tom Brady can go out there and produce on Sunday.
You would say that the offense has produced?
And the players? And,
has
well,
the offense
they
produced?
But he looks like he can still throw the football well. He threw that great touchdown to win that game against New Orleans this past Sunday. So if Tom Brady can still go out there and produce, and the players aren't resentful about it,
they're just
it's
not resentful publicly because
it's all
they got.
There are players in the NBA that don't practice much during the season.
They
play 82 games.
Sour. All right, well,
no,
baby,
I mean,
Tom Brady.
Really?
Mike
Evans was upset, would he have cost himself a game check and a fine for Tom Brady?
I'm not
would
saying
he have
that,
done that if he was resentful?
Do you think there are no players that are resentful look at him and say,
honestly,
what
no.
is this?
Not one
he
day.
Should
now,
go
now
home.
the 11 days, I'm with you, and you know I was with you on that. But one day a week, no, not at all. I don't think one player in that locker room is like, oh, Tom Brady. I really don't. But let's see what the listeners think. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Do you have a problem with Tom Brady not practicing on Wednesdays? And keep in mind, Chris Godwin doesn't practice on Thursdays, and Mike Evans and Levante David
don't practice
on Fridays. And
they're not the starting quarterback of the team.
Your turn to weigh in, iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, it's easy to redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Do you have a problem with Tom Brady not practicing on Wednesdays?
All right, let's kick it off with our buddy Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother, my brother's behind the board, including Danny G, those golden tones back there, man. Sounding great with y'all today.
Danny G got the golden voice.
He does, no doubt about it.
He sounds like he should be doing like the Quiet Storm or all your hottest R&B and hits that are in the late night hours for all the ladies. But my take real quick is, Chris, why are you defending this man? He missed all of the preseason workouts.
Hold on. This ain't about the preseason. No, keep it on what it's about. I agreed that he was wrong for missing the 11 days. What about not practicing on Wednesday?
But, Chris, this is all another factor because he didn't get to build that rapport with any of his new receivers. You look
build
at guys like Julio Jones. You look at all the young
there.
Guys on that
Him and Julio look fine the first game.
And he's been there for two years, Sean. He's the leader.
Stop it.
Right. You got to lead by example. Man, that offense has looked terrible the first 2 weeks, man. Outside of that little outburst in the fourth quarter.
All because of him. All because of him, right? It's not because half their best receivers are out. That ain't why, right? It ain't because
volumes,
the offensive line is depleted. That ain't why, right?
Well, that's why you should be practicing more.
Man, exactly. Stop it. Don't nobody care about one day a week. I'm sorry. They don't. All right, y'all just wrong. Y'all just want to hate on Brady.
Thanks for keeping it real, Sean, always.
He didn't keep it real.
Ken, in California, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ken?
Hey, Chris. Hey, Rob. I ain't got a problem with Tom Brady taking Wednesdays off. Because it's a long season, and them bones need some rest, you know, at that age. So you got to know about that, Rob. And what I am
I don't take Wednesdays off the radio show.
He wishes he could.
Come on. Let me tell you what I'm really upset about, because Chris is spot on. When Aaron Judge, you want to tell me that he's having a fantastic season because he's going to win the Triple Crown? Well, you try getting 73 home runs and getting walked every time he's that bad. Do they ever walk Aaron Judge with the bases loaded and the winning run at third? No.
They didn't do that.
Keep
now.
Up the
Come
good
on.
Work, Chris.
Okay.
My man, right on
Chris,
the money.
Yeah, they're going to walk in the winning run now. I think you pitched the bonds with the winning run on third. All right, let's not get
they
crazy.
Did walk in with men on base. It was crazy.
No, I'm just saying with the winning run, right? Why, yeah, oh, I'm not going to pitch to them. We'll just walk the run
a
in.
A walk-off walk.
Intentional walk-off walk.
Right.
Ron in South Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ron?
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing this evening?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing great. Just making a long drive home from work, and been a lifetime Bucs fan. I'm originally from Sarasota, right below Tampa. And anyway, been with them a long time. There's absolutely no problem whatsoever with Brady taking that. because we don't sniff the playoffs without him. And the other positive right. to it, I look at the positive, is Blaine Gabbert and Kyle Trask get a lot of live time during the season that if something does happen to them, they're much more in tune with everybody else in the offense.
Ron,
so there's a definite
You're just bending over backwards for Brady. Brady,
another good point,
is the leader of the team. He has to lead by example. He needs to put in extra work since there's so many
new pieces. He's 45
he
years old.
He should be out there. I don't care about how old he is. He's got a uniform.
Well, they care.
He's
Todd
getting
Bowles
paid.
Todd Bowles cares.
I don't care.
Todd Bowles cares. Stop it.
Go ahead, Todd Bowles. See how long you keep
ridiculous.
This job. Keep doing
They're
it.
They're 2-0.
Tyler in Orlando, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, I don't mind him taking days off. He's old. Let's just give him some time off. He has pretty much a brand new offensive line that he needs to, get protected and watch some schemes and some film. And more importantly, I think he just needs time with his family. I mean, you see what his wife came out and said. I think he wants to make sure he's right in his mind so he can show up on Sunday and give his best. He can't be thinking about
football. No, he should retire and go home and spend time with his wife and kids. Okay.
So why you're voted by the number one as the number one player as NFL players of his peers, right? Why would you retire and people still think you're the best person in the league
But that's just because of the Super Bowls. It's not because they think he's the best player. That's all. It's just the homage
to him. Well, yeah, Super Bowls.
A lifetime achievement award.
That's just because he's won more Super Bowls.
It's a lifetime franchise in existence. That's why. John in Tennessee, you're on the Odd Couple.
He led the league in
passing
last year.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Rob, I think I got to call you out for being a hypocrite.
Why?
Because during basketball season, you defend load management.
No,
but
I
But during football
Chris,
season, you're not allowed
no,
to do
doesn't.
That.
He does not.
No, I don't.
Load management.
I'm with you.
I want to be with you, but he doesn't defend load management.
John, I don't defend it because I know people spend their hard-earned money to go to the game, take their kids for their birthday. Chris, I talk about it all the time. I think it's wrong.
Right.
If somebody's not hurt,
they should play. Do you think it's okay for LeBron to take days off, but not Tom?
No.
It'd be fine for LeBron. I'm sure the Lakers, if they get, they're fine having him out there play. What was that?
You're an LA fan.
No, Rob has never said that.
I've never said that. No, come on.
I think Rob's being consistent. He's wrong, but he's consistent.
At least I'm consistent. That's because I have a
bagel. I know, bran muffin.
Bran muffin. Oh, I'm sorry. Right?
Everything's not funny.
I've only heard that 138 times.
Because you've been off, Chris.
I know, right? Alex has heard it 200
times. Jeez.
Right. All right, we got Fowler Fair with J.R. Gamble coming up.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, it's time for Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
That is right, where we take a segment to go around the beautiful world of baseball that Rob Parker loves so much, and you guys can catch the new Inside the Parker podcast, which drops tomorrow, by the way. But speaking of baseball, we can't trust in Rob Parker because, you know, we need the knowledgeable, the inside, the professional, the ever-flowing and growing J.R. Gamble to lead the way. J.R., how you doing today, my guy?
Great, man. The champ is here.
Oh, that's wow. Right.
No,
oh,
modesty.
That's my
today.
Theme. That's my theme music, JR.
No,
thank you.
No, I know.
I appreciate
I stole
that
it.
Love,
modesty.
That shout out.
I'm stealing theme music. I'm smacking people. I'm stealing the theme music. Verbally,
jacking for beats.
I'm here.
Well, since we know that the world is the MLB world is all entranced with Aaron Judge and Albert Pujols right now, guys, why don't we start with this first one? And of course, JR, you get to lead the way as always. So, guys,
yes, sir.
MLB reporter Mike Axial he wrote in regards to Aaron Judge's upcoming contract length that there's two things holding back Judge's earning potentials here. One is age, and two, his injury history. So, JR, I gotta ask you, man, is this foul or fair?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
And y'all got me in a real bad mood today, and it's complete hogwash. And every other name I can't say on the radio at this point. Judge has stayed healthy an entire season. He's hit more than 50 homers for the second time in his last five full seasons. Anyone talking about age, injury, nonsense, that's just a walking cliche, fellas, who really shouldn't be even covering baseball. Like, age? He's 30. He's 30. He's one of the best players in baseball. And if you look at the premier players in the game, most of them are around his age. Not the up-and-coming guys, the established superstars. Most of them are his age, please. He's just hitting his peak as a player. I didn't see any injury problems this year. And to my knowledge, how does that affect how much he gets paid? Mike Trout's been hurt, I believe, the last two seasons. Nobody's complaining about the money he gets. So, no, man, comical, okay?
I'm going to say foul.
That is a foul ball.
He's healthy. You can't go back and go look at – we've seen other players be hurt and then get their act together, and supposedly he's made some changes in his training, and he's healthy. So he's going to be signed off of his healthy season, Chris.
I think it's foul.
That is a foul ball.
with a caveat. I get it. I mean, he has been injured. And I agree, Rob, the fact that he's changed his regimen and been healthy, you certainly got to look at that. You know, I've been saying for a long time now, they need to make him the highest player, highest paid player in baseball. However, in the back of your mind, you will be thinking about his age and the fact that he's been injured a lot during his career. So I get that line of thinking, but it still shouldn't stop him after a season like this from getting paid.
Okay, okay. Fowler Fair with the great J.R. Gamble here on the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, Alex Teicher filling in for the ever-vacationing Rob G. Now, guys, let's continue with Aaron Judge here, and I got one more for you. So speaking of big dollars being possible here, 20-year-old Yankee fan Michael Kelsler, he actually caught Aaron's 60th home run ball last night, and he handed it over for $0. A portion of social media and radio hosts were actually pretty harsh on Kessler, saying that this kid should have got a king's ransom for the ball, because I was seeing people saying it should be like $500,000 for the ball. So, guys, Fowler fair to say that the criticism this young Yankees fan is getting is fair, JR? What do you think?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
People are just so greedy in this country now. Maybe the kid has money already. I mean, my God, ever think of that? Like, everyone isn't this embarrassing, dollar-chasing, clout-chasing bag of greed, right, that we have out here all the time, right? And we know a lot of these radio guys, they're the biggest groupies in the world. So I get them crushing them, right? But some people are doing well. They want to just enjoy the moment. Only certain kind of people think that everything has a price. You know what I'm saying? It's a personal choice. Kessler was good with the moment, the sentiment of the moment. Imagine that.
Yeah, I'm going to say foul as well.
That is a foul ball.
That said, I would like to see Judge hook the young boy up. Wasn't he 16? Young guy, right? Hey, I'd like to see Judge hook him up.
He was 20.
I know he gave him an autographed bat, but something better. Give him something, maybe some loot. hook the young kid up.
Because like
he could have kept
seats.
It and got a lot of money. Look, we can all be nice and enjoy the moment and not live for money, but money is important. So,
maybe he has.
I'm going to say foul.
That is a foul ball.
If the kid was happy with meeting Judge or just the autograph and he's cool with that, again, everybody's not looking for a payout. And it's not now. If it was ball number 62 where he breaks the record, you know what I mean? That 60
really?
Is
there's
a big
that big. I mean, there's a little difference, but 60 is huge. He tied Babe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the record is 62.
That ain't a good reason.
No, I'm just saying, like, the record is 62.
The record will probably get him twice what the 60 ball gets.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, Chris. It is.
Yeah, but the 60 will get him a lot of money, too.
Yeah, but I'm just saying I'm not going to kill a kid if he didn't want
so
money.
So if whoever gives up the 62 ball, you going to kill them?
No, I'm not going to kill him and give it up.
The lesson here.
You can get it and donate it. You know, you can donate it to the children of the poor or something of that nature.
All right, we got to be quick on this one.
Well, the lesson here is follow your heart, not your wallet. So, guys, last one here with J.R. Gamble. So, recently on AM570's Dodger Talk, host Tim Kate. And fans were discussing the Dodgers playing meaningless games. Kate's actually pointed out that the LA has not played a must-win game all season. And callers were arguing over whether this is actually going to hurt him in crunch time in postseason. So, JR, is it foul or fair to say that the Dodgers' dominance could actually hurt them come playoffs?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
I mean, the Dodgers have been to the World Series a bunch of times in the last half decade, and they've only won the 60-game bubble chip. So that tells me a lot about how they fare late in the season every year anyway. You know, with no disrespect to Dave Robertson, what he's got going on over there, I almost cringed when I saw Kershaw throw 6 innings and strike out 10 people the other day. Like, really? He's still pitching with his history? You know, going into the postseason of injuries and collapses? Well, we just know he's going to be hurt at some point, right, in this postseason. And regular season dominance, fellas, never meant a thing in baseball. So the Dodgers don't need bad luck or this or that to lose. They could just easily get beat by another team. It's baseball.
I agree. It's foul.
That is a foul ball.
It doesn't matter, all that. You know, that they're a good team. They got good hitting and pitching. They're going to be there. But that doesn't mean they're going to win or lose because they didn't play any meaningful games during the season, Chris.
I agree, foul.
That is a foul.
I mean, what's the excuse for all the other years?
Exactly. You know,
come on. I mean, they just haven't gotten it done. So that's just a bunch of BS. All right, that's our man, J.R. Gamble, MLBBro.com manager, editor. Great stuff as always, brother.
Thank you. Good luck, fellas. Later.
Yep. More Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It's The Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios wrapping up a Worship Wednesday. And we're brought to you by AutoZone as always. They've got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone with AutoZone. All right, Rob, let's wrap it up here. And this happened a couple of weeks ago, but I want to say something, Rob, to these athletes, pro basketball and football players who are getting in the boxing ring. Did you see Le'Veon Bell knock out Adrian Peterson?
I did.
And here's the thing. Adrian Peterson is one of the greatest running backs ever. But a lot of people, certainly for the, next several months, if not year or so, all they're going to remember about Adrian Peterson is him getting clocked by Le'Veon Bell.
I couldn't agree with you more. The last thing people see,
right,
especially something like that, that's what's going to be stuck. We talked about
Robinson.
We
haven't heard a peep from Nate since.
Nothing. He's humiliated, embarrassed.
It might help him a little that Jake Paul has been knocking out a lot of other people. Tyron Woodley, the MMA champ. So yeah, that may help him, but still, you're right. We still remember Nate getting knocked flat, cold, out. And here's the thing, Rob. Both of those guys, Nate was viewed and he still is a tremendous athlete. He was a little football player build, right? And was a great football player, you know, before he went to the NBA. And he was known as a tough guy, right? I mean, relatively speaking. And we see him get knocked out. Adrian Peterson, Rob, one of the best running backs ever. We all remember him coming back early from that ACL injury and playing great football. He was known as a tough guy. And you could have rolled that out. But now people, not that they think you're not tough, but they like you said, Rob, they envision you getting knocked cold.
Yes.
That's it.
Chris,
and why'd you do it? Because of ego. Because you're either going to lose or win. Your ego was such that you took the chance just hoping you'd win. But now you got Adrian Peterson, Rob, has to live with that now. People seeing him, they're not thinking, oh, this dude ran for 2,000 yards 1 year. They're thinking Le'Veon Bell knocked you out.
Yeah, it's a blow to your name, your reputation, your legacy. It just is, Chris. And you know, people know him from football will know him, but a lot of people, I remember that dude got knocked out. You know,
right.
Like that. That's what you become reduced to. So why would you do that? Just for the split second, Chris, that maybe you knock out
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell. And then what's the big, like people don't remember that. That's not going to elevate you. Do you
right,
know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, you getting knocked out hurts you more.
Does it really elevate Le'Veon? I mean, okay, it was good.
It's more about the guy who gets knocked out, I think.
Yep. And I tell you, honestly, before they fought, if you had just asked me 5-6 months ago, who's tougher, who would win that fight? I would have picked AP, right? You would have too, right?
Yeah,
and people might have picked Nate Robinson over Jake Paul.
Yes, but Chris, as you know, you've boxed a little. People know how to box.
Right.
All they got to do is connect. It don't matter. You think it's somebody's big and strong and they're going to win? Not if you know how to box, Chris. And
right.
That's
and all the muscles, that's not what it's about.
No.
You can, I mean, look at Tyson Fury. He's not muscular. Andy Ruiz, who beat Anthony Joshua. He's not muscular. Joshua looks like he was chiseled out of stone. You know what
exactly.
I mean? But he's been losing. So, yeah, these dudes, man, let it go. Look, as you said, Rob, the boost you would get from winning is not worth if you lose, especially if you get knocked out and you lose. It's not worth it. The trade-off's not worth it. So just stay out of the ring. All right, it's the Odd Couple signing off on a Worship Wednesday. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Keep it locked. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon next. Those brothers bring heat!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.